The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so yeah, things have not been good. How are you processing this? They're still in a really good spot. And the big picture is, you know, you zoom out and you look at where the Tigers organization is. I mean, they're in a great place. But you've got to figure out what's going on now. And sometimes it's just the nature of baseball. Sometimes it literally is slumps happen during seasons. It's just a lot easier to process these things when you have a team and a bunch of players with long track records. This group does not have a long track record. And so you're talking about it can rattle the confidence of a fan base like this one more. How are you processing it? What are you seeing right now? How dire is this? Or is it not dire at all? 248-539-9797. Chris in St. Clair Shores, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, what the Tigers were doing in the beginning of the season to up until now, this losing streak or whatever, they're playing at a dominant level, right around or over 700 winning percentage. Nobody does that for an entire year. They're damn near winning every series. So when you look at the standings right now, you know, with the Tigers, they were overachieving then and they're overachieving still now. And they have the same record as the LA Dodgers, who on paper, you know, should have a higher record, maybe they're underachieving, but ultimately it's still good for first in the division, tops in the league, give or take a game or two. And not to mention, you have players who are still performing. Like, for example, you got three starting pitchers that have an ERA at three or below. And, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have superstars on this team, offensively, but collectively as a group, you know, the guys work well together. And do we need to sell the farm to add a piece to make this team, you know, a World Series contender? No, they're a World Series contender right now, just like every other team is in the league. I mean, right now we got a little slump. I think it's better to have that happen now than it is towards the end of the year. And again, just to reiterate my last point, we're not supposed to be here, you know? So what piece are you going to get that you got to give up two, three top 10, 15 prospects for, you know, probably a rental and, you know,
I'm going to stop you for a second, Chris. If you say and if you believe that they're not supposed to be here, why did you invest anything? Because that strikes me that you don't really believe in this group. Am I misinterpreting that?
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily not believe in the group. But what I'm saying is they're overachieving. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. I mean, you have a great manager. You have some good young players. And a lot of your young players are not, you know, playing to their capability, like, you know, Parker Meadows or, you know, whoever else you want to add into that mix. You got guys that came on this year and have been playing, you know, better than they did last year. But ultimately, at the end of the day, this is baseball. Like, these guys all can play. But what I'm saying is, they don't necessarily, you can't call a team a World Series winner right now. I mean, whatever is going to happen when we get to the playoffs is going to happen. And we've seen it time and time again, the hot teams win. So if you add a piece, what do you add? And I don't mind adding a piece, but just don't overpay for something that, you know, unless you got team control for several years, I just don't think, like an Eugenio Suarez, like I'm good on that. Like I'm not giving up two, three top 10 guys for a guy that's going to be here for, you know, 2 months.
So what's interesting, and thank you for the phone call, and we'll get into the specifics of who they might go after, but, you know, a rental player is worth whatever a team can get for him. And the format of baseball is set up to really benefit the sellers when it comes to trade deadline. Because this format, where they now have six teams getting into the postseason, means that there are far fewer teams that are defined as out of it. There are three teams in the American League that are more than five games out of a playoff spot. I think there's six in the National League. And I kind of, in the past, when the Tigers were in that position, I kind of talked about if you're five games or less at the trade deadline, go for it. You don't have to sell. You can, but it feels like it's worth, you can make up five games. But look, man, as far as you sound less concerned than I think the play has dictated, that I think is warranted given their current play. There are things that can be problematic. There could be water finding its level, right? Some guys might have been way overachieving, and now they're gonna go through a slump to kind of get to what they typically are. There are other things like Riley Green, for instance. I was looking this up today because it was easy. In July, he has 66 at bats. Okay, he's got 12 hits. All right. Now, there's also things like reaching on air and other things like that. There are some. You're going to have sacrifice fly or whatever, which are productive at bats. But 66 at bats means 66 hits, outs, or reaching on air. He has 12 hits. So that's, roughly there are other ways that you can get out. But there are 54 outs to be accounted for in the month of July from Riley Green. 31 of the 54 strikeouts. 31. That is an incredible high number of strikeouts. So what is that? Is that a fixable tweak in his swing? I mean, in baseball, when they find what you can't handle and word gets around, that's the landmine that you have to be able to answer. I mean, remember when Javi couldn't lay off slider outside the zone, breaking away from him? Everybody then threw him that over and over and over again. Why is Riley Green swinging and missing so much? I mean, I've been gone for a good period of time. To me, for a minute there, it looked like high fastballs. I don't know if it's still the case.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
But that's the kind of thing that you have to be able to answer the bell. When somebody finds a weakness, you have to prove that you can handle that, or they're just going to keep going back to that over and over again. Feedback coming in. They really miss a healthy Carpenter. The 2 weeks he played hurt and the 2 weeks he's been out, they have been on the slide. Carpenter's in the rehab. He played game two last night, I believe it was, last night in Toledo. It was game two back for him. So, yeah, a healthy and productive Kerry Carpenter in the lineup does help. Derek in a truck says, it's not about the amount that they lost. It's how they lost. This offense has been terrible. Yeah, when you lose games, something looks bad. And, it's not that they lost. It's how they lost. It's hard to look good and lose. I never really liked it. It's not that they lost. It's how they lost. Something goes wrong when you lose games. Right now, I'm not concerned. The Dodgers have lost 12 of the last 15. No need to worry about the Tigers yet, writes an unnamed texter. Next one. Any impactful trade is going to include one of your better prospects, Doug. The idea that this team is going to have to give, that a team is going to give you something impactful for peanuts is a fantasy. Nobody said that. If you took what I said as I think you're giving a peanuts for an impactful player, that's not it. The question is because right now the Tigers, I'll just give you an example, right? They have a top 10 organization in the minors. And of their top 10 players, there's more than a few that aren't going to make it. Okay, they might be highly regarded prospects. You're hoping that you give up one of those that aren't going to make it, not the ones that will. There's no way everybody in their top 10 is going to make it, right? Let's say Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal are going to make it, but Bryce Rainer isn't. Or Rainer and McGonigal are going to make it, but Clark isn't. You're hoping, because you scout your own guys. You probably have a sense for which of your own guys are overrated and which of your guys are underrated. You want to give up the ones that you think yourself are overrated, right? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. We'll get into some specifics with the trade deadline. How are you processing this recent stretch of Tiger play? 97-1 the ticket.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.